Welcome to the Build Your Coaching Business podcast. We'll talk about how to start, grow, and enjoy your coaching business. Plus, we'll dig into the failures and lessons we've learned along the way. I hope you enjoy and subscribe. Hey, welcome back. In today's episode, we're going to talk about feeling proud, but like the weirdo version of this. We'll get into it. But if you want to feel proud in your body, today's episode's for you. Before we do that, though, I want to tell you about, this is where people usually put like the sponsored thing. No. This is something hilarious that you should definitely check out. So my husband picked my kids up a Looney Tunes DVD, and there was like tons of episodes, and we drove somewhere and they just watched so many of them. One of them, this is the one you need to Google and go watch. I mean, I didn't watch it. I listened to it, but it was so funny. It's called Doctor Kills Patient. That's right. So my kids are like, oh my gosh, I have to be Doctor Kills Patient for Halloween. And I was looking it up, and it apparently this came out in like 1945, which blew my mind. I was like, when did TVs even come out? Apparently they became widely popular in 1938. So crazy. But this TV episode, so it just kind of goes to show like what kind of stuff were they creating back there? And it's the rabbit with Elmer Fudd, and he's convincing him that he has this rabbit sickness, and he is Dr. Kill Patient. So Elmer Fudd is yelling for Dr. Kill Patient to help him. And so you should just definitely go watch it. My kids actually reenacted this over Easter break, and it was so funny. They found little balls, and they were like, do you see a spinning colorful ball? And we were like, oh my gosh, yes, because they were holding nerd gummies in front of our eyes. And then they put a sleeping bag over our head. Has everything gone black? And then they put some like fake ears on our head and like held up a mirror. You're even starting to look like a bunny. So it was very funny, and you should definitely check it out because everyone should know about Dr. Kill Patient. So that's my plug of cool things to check out. So today's episode was inspired by a coaching call that I was doing with my group. And one of the things that came up was, I actually have no idea. I do not remember how we got to this conversation. That doesn't matter though. Because what came about was that she wants to feel proud. And often when I ask someone, when you imagine hitting your goal, and this could be any goal, this could be the goal at the end of this month, but it could also be the goal at the end of the year. It could be the goal of the type of business you want to be running. It could be the goal that balances it all. Like just because you achieve business success, you make the amount of money you want to make, doesn't mean that you have done it in a way that like you want to live that life. So that is a whole nother goal point that says I'm living the life I want to be living and integrating all of the pieces. So often when we talk about how do you want to feel when you get there, proud is a very common emotion. And so what my client was saying is that she wants to feel proud, and that the way she associates feeling proud is in relation to what she's getting done or like what she's accomplishing. And I think that's pretty common. In fact, there's three areas that are pretty common for someone to accidentally try and get proud from in business. One of them is things you've done or created. Like when you say you want to show up consistently in a certain way and you do, right? You may feel proud for a fleeting moment, right? That's the downside, is often it doesn't stick because you don't have the mental awareness turned on to say, oh, I want to purposely like facilitate this and hold it. So it might come because of something you've consistently done. Maybe someone invited you to present in front of their audience and you did that and you did an amazing job. And so for a fleeting moment, you feel proud. Maybe you created something that just blew your mind, right? Like maybe it's a digital course and you set up a funnel and you set up like a mini like tripwire offer and you set up all the ads and you tested it and you started to run and it works and you troubleshooted it so that troubleshooted, well, whatever. You problem solved it so that you see, and now you both feel confident in what you've built. You feel confident, you know, how to keep making it work and making like adjusting and, right? You hear that? Like, that is something to feel proud of. And yet likely you have not held a feeling of proud about it. Because what does our brain do? Our brain's like, yeah, but that's in the past. What are you going to do for me next? And often in business, there's this like, yeah, but what's next? And often that's when we're building businesses that we're just like shuffling through pieces rather than building solid pieces that we just keep repeating over and over again. But even when we do that, it's still easy to not feel proud. So that's the first category, right? In business, it's easy to think that your pride is going to come from something you've done or created. The second area it's easy to believe that your pride is going to come from is accomplishments. Maybe it's a high income month. Maybe it's out earning your partner. Maybe it's helping a family member with something that's just like makes you so happy. Maybe it is like having gone through and had money goals with your partner and you knock them out so much faster than you had ever imagined possible. That is a reason to feel proud. But again, you likely could hear those things and be like, oh my gosh, no, I have definitely had a high month, right? Because everybody's always had their highest month, even if you haven't made very much money. That's the beauty of it. Everybody's always had their highest month. So the accomplishments. And then the last reason that you might be feeling proud in your business that you might think that proud's supposed to come from, but it's not. We'll get to where it's going to come from, is kind words from other people. You might be hinging feeling proud on other people saying nice things. Things like client praise, telling you that they appreciate your work, talking to you very specifically about transformations that they're having. Or maybe it's your partner or your family's belief. When they compliment you, when they praise you, when they believe in you, and they give you those words, right? You might be thinking that your pride, that your feeling of proud is going to come from there. But these three areas, if you try to wait or believe that this is where your sense of pride is hanging, you will not feel proud. You will not feel proud as a feeling in your own body, as experience of your own life. Because those things, they just, like, you have to wait for them. They're out of your control, right? Like, you don't know when someone's going to praise you. You don't know when, like, you don't want to wait to feel proud until you've blown your mind with certain money goals. And so when we know that those things are out of your control, you can still definitely still feel proud about them. But those are a list of things that are farther in between, like far and few between, and in some cases out of your control. And so instead, what I like to think about those are like the occasional, maybe even the very impressive things. Because when we pull this into the weirdo version, it becomes clear that there's like impressive things to feel proud about, things that you would like say out loud to other people. And then there are things that if you were to feel proud about it and you said it out loud to other people, they would know you're a weirdo. And so that's what this next version, like, I want to invite you to see that you can actually feel proud in your body as an experience of yourself all the time. Okay, not all the time. That's very all or nothing, right? It's not possible. So if you're like, well, I tried and it was really hard. Yeah, no, I hear you. What I mean by all the time is how you feel in your body, your emotional state, their habits. And so when we, like, I've mentioned this before, so you guys are going to be like, man, she must be annoyed a lot sometimes. But some of my default habits, it's like, it's being annoyed or being negative about things, like snarky and just like seeing the worst case. And when I realize I'm in those like emotional states, it's like, oh yeah, at some point I remember that I get to decide the way I feel most of the time. So whatever emotions you're experiencing, they're habits. And so the more you feel it, the more you're going to feel it. That's why if you're not used to feeling curious when you try it on for the first time, it's going to seem strange. It's going to seem like an emotion that's unfamiliar. It's going to seem like something that maybe takes a little bit more work to access. And yet, as you build the habit of accessing it, it becomes something you can just snap into. You can hear the word and then feel curious. You can hear the word and then feel proud. So how you feel in your body is a habit. And sometimes you have to reset that habit. And the quickest way to do that is by realizing that you want to feel another emotion. We don't need to figure out what you've been feeling. I mean, you could. That's kind of fun sometimes. We don't need to understand why. You can just decide, I want to feel proud more often. And we're going to take this out of business. It's still going to loop back into your business. You feeling proud outside of business, in your life, in your body, in your experience of yourself, is going to overflow into your business. It is going to weave into it because you are the same person, right? You're taking yourself into your business. And so when I say we're gonna get you feeling proud, but it's gonna be apart from your business, because sometimes, especially as like type A women, overachievers, high achievers, people just used to like pushing themselves and enjoying that dopamine hit, it is easy to think then to use your business and say, oh, well, the place I'm going to get that hit is my business. I'm going to get that hit from my accomplishments. I'm going to get my hit from kind words from people. I'm going to get my hit from things you've done or created, right? And we still want to get them from that. And we want to build the skill of you as a human feeling proud. And it's separate from anything else. It is separate from your business. So even when you have your worst month of the year, or you make no money, or something that just like, right, maybe it's like you did a couple of consults and you were thrilled that you did consults, but they both said no. And in that moment, right, it's easy to say, oh, none of this is working. And oh my gosh, something must be wrong. I have to figure this out. And like, oh, and to be frustrated and not really sure what happened and like sad, disappointed, right? But when you are separated from your business, it doesn't matter that that's happening because you get to still be a proud human who also goes in your business and can feel other emotions, right? You can feel that disappointed. You can feel that frustration. You can feel that self-judgment even. But you're doing it as a proud human, a version of you that you have taught how to feel certain emotions so that you can feel them pretty much, maybe not all the time, right? I keep trying to say that, but at will. And I would say that this work has had the biggest impact on me when it came to feeling, what do I call this emotion? Like self-love, connected to myself, accepting. Maybe it could be any one of those words, but it's like self-accepting, which it turns out when you accept yourself, you are more accepting of other people. And self-accepting feels like love, and it feels like, I don't know, maybe just those two things. But that one had a really big impact on me. I started to feel that. And I started to feel it just not a part, just separate from my business, just me as a human. And instead of, I always felt like I was like, I mean, I still do, but sometimes, like, I feel like I have this tightness where I'm like resisting the world. And there's this shield that I have up to keep emotions, my emotions away from me, but to keep myself from like feeling bad about things outside of me. And that sense of self-acceptance was me kind of softening. And I don't know, we might call it self-trust, but it was this sense that I was okay, that I could handle these things. I could handle my emotions and I could handle the things outside of me. And it changed me as a human. And it didn't just change me as a human, it changed my business. Because then it flowed into it, right? In the same way that pride, feeling proud in your body, is going to be a gateway for you. And so you're just going to be a human and you're going to find ways to feel proud that are separate from your business. So it's not going to be hinging on anything in your business going like you want it to. things are still going to go how you want to sometimes. And I want you to feel proud of those things as a feeling in your body, not just a thought. And I want you to practice holding it, kind of like if you were to, I'm thinking about that clicky, you know, the fire lighter. I always call it a clicky thing. If you don't know what that is, it's like a lighter, but you do it with your finger and it's, you know, if you have like a gas stove or a fireplace, and it clicks. But I want you to imagine it would be like you click it and you're just practicing keeping the flame going. Whereas normally you would light the flame and blow it out as soon as you're done, holding an emotion is similar to holding the flame. It's probably more accurate with the lighter because you have to hold the, like, at least in the old lighters, you had to like hold the thing over. And that's what you're going to do with pride. So here's the part where it comes into feeling proud like a weirdo. You ready for this? You're going to be a weirdo. Tell people, don't tell people. It's okay either way. And here's what it is. It's that I want you, because you're just doing this as a human, separate from your business, I want you to be proud of mundane things. Mundane things that are just your everyday life. So for me, and because remember, what you're doing is you're practicing creating the feeling of proud in your body, like when you light the fiery thing. And you're just practicing holding it. So here are some examples. Keep in mind, right? Like, you are listening to me, you have some sense of like, oh yeah, you know, Elizabeth, I like her. But if I were to tell a stranger this, they'd be like, weirdo, right? So here's some of the things that I feel proud about in my life. I just planted some sunflower seeds. I bought a bunch of them last year. I'm hoping that sunflower seeds last a year. I'm sure they do. And I totally forgot to plant them last year. And so this year, I saved up my egg cartons and I filled them with dirt and I planted, I don't know, 50 sunflower seeds. And every day since I planted them, I have watered them. And I feel really proud of that. And that's just one thing, right? I can feel proud of that every single time I water them. I can feel proud of that every time I look over and see them. And it gives me that moment to feel proud. Now, where else might we feel proud? So notice how mundane that is. It's just something I'm doing and I'm proud of it. You could feel proud for, let's see, let me look at my list. I know I made up a whole thing. You could feel proud for one of my clients. One of the things she said was she didn't want to take a shower. And so she felt proud of herself for taking a shower. Yeah. I think about that where, I mean, when you work from home, it's easy for me, at least, I don't know, maybe you guys are like good at this, but it's easy for me to just pull my hair in a ponytail and not put on any makeup and just wear my bathrobe. It's very fluffy and comfortable. And so it's easy to just come into the office and start working and just be very comfortable. And so it's that, like, then I can feel proud when I choose to not do that, when I choose to get ready and like think about myself as the woman who's running the business that I want to run and get dressed and like put on that emotional state of it, right? Because it's not just about the look. It's like, how do I feel as I do this? How do I think of myself? What am I thinking of? Who do I see myself as? What's the identity that I am like reminding myself of as I do it? And you can feel proud of yourself in doing that. I started going to the gym and lifting weights and going into the sauna afterwards. And I wanted to do it and I did. And I feel proud of that, right? Just that little thing right there, wanting to do it and doing it. That is a moment of weirdo proud, proud weirdo, to feel the emotion in my body. And then, right, I could stack on to that. Like, I don't know, I'm using these machines and they like gamify it. It's kind of cool. But they already like, they put your weights up and they do all those things. They like tracks all of it. And so I got to watch myself. It was like taking my weights up higher. And so I got to like, oh, I must be getting stronger because it's changing the weights that I'm getting. And that's a moment to feel proud. Here's some more moments you could feel proud. Maybe you were gonna take your socks off and leave them in the living room and you didn't. And I know this sounds like weird, right? It sounds like, well, duh, obviously just do it. No. You were going to do it and you didn't. And this is the part that it sounds weirdo, like weirdo, right? And it's like, ooh, I was going to do that, but I didn't. Oh, I'm so proud of myself. Look at me. Okay, that might be real. No, I did not do it. I probably did it. So it's like, or maybe you're like, I made dinner or I tried this new recipe and the first try I nailed it. Like, oh, so proud. Or maybe like I have a 20-year-old and she told me once this one thing I told her and she was like, that really stuck with me. And she still mentions it every once in a while. And I'm like, man, it just goes to show we just never know what we tell our teenagers and what they're going to hear and how it will stick with them. But I feel proud. I feel proud of who I was to say those words to her. I feel proud about how far I had to come to say those words, right? So Weirdo Proud says, we choose to find pride as a feeling in your body for the most mundane things. In fact, the more of them you can find, the better. And they can range, right? One that just came to mind was, I once listened to one of my coaches, Brooke, talk about how we don't have to parent our children. We don't have to stay with them. We could leave. And I mean, I don't want to leave my children right this moment, but I really like that idea that I could. And so hear that, right? Like, I am choosing to stay and raise my children. I am proud. I'm proud of the person I am when I make that choice, when I am purposely taking this responsibility and like living it out. I'm not just doing it, you know, on autopilot. I'm actively choosing to do it and I'm like doing it well. And so notice, it's like you can find it from all the things in your life. You can find a place to be proud of yourself, not just because of what you're doing, not just because of things you've accomplished, definitely not just because of things other people have said to you, but because you are practicing creating the feeling of proud in your body whenever you want it, just for a few moments. And this is how, right? Like, this is going to take up brain space. It's going to take some effort to do. And so, you know, you might need to find some prompts or ways to remind yourself you want this. Otherwise, your brain will completely forget that you want to do it and it'll just go back to your default. And when you remember again, right, you just come right back to it and you're like, oh, I'm practicing feeling proud. What can I feel proud of? Ooh, you know what? I picked out a cute outfit today. Oh, I'm so proud of myself. I really like picking that one outfit. That's one of my favorites. But you know what? I picked a different cute one today. Right? And it's not the words. It is the feeling in your body. And again, I want to remind you, we do not just feel feelings for the fun of it. Although it has massive benefits to our life, when you feel these feelings, when you train yourself to feel emotions on purpose, it will flow into your business. It will make you more able to feel the painful emotions of business, right? Like the most painful emotion of business is when you believe in yourself and what you're capable of, and you're full of self-doubt and uncertainty. That's painful. But when you have practiced feeling something like proud and creating it on demand and holding it and giving it to yourself, it makes you more capable to feel hard emotions. It makes you more capable to create the emotions you want when you want them in your business. And so that might mean that you say, you know what? I really want to feel curious about this. I don't want to feel calm. And I don't want to feel disappointed, or maybe you want to feel all of those, but you're like, you know what? I think the most productive thing I can do is to feel curious. And you will have that skill and it will impact how you market and how you speak to your clients and how you coach and your overall growth making money in your business. Okay, that's all I have for you today. So you're going to check out Looney Tunes. And practice feeling proud as a human in your own body so that it can then flow into your business. Okay, I'll talk to you next week. Hey, who's your business coach? If you don't have one, I'd be honored to help you grow your coaching business. If your one-on-one coaching offer needs a revamp or built for the first time, I've created a 7-part mini course to help you. You'll nail down who you help, with what, do market research to make sure people actually want to buy it, decide the length of your offer, your price, and even your process to deliver on your offer. Best of all, this mini course is free. Your offer is not what makes you money in your coaching business. It's your beautiful and creative mind. Your offer, though, focuses your attention and builds your confidence selling something you know you can deliver on. Sign up for this free training at ElizabethSalazarCoaching.com. I'll see you over there.